Are you still struggling a little bit with your confidence around the net?
No. You know, our line's been playing really well the last, you know, however many amount of games. So it's there's a lot of plays that can be made on the rink. It's not just about scoring goals. And, you know, we've been making a lot of good plays. And obviously, number nine's been scoring quite a bit. So I think that's kind of our game plan, is try to feed him the puck as much as possible. And if one pops loose here or there for me and Litz, then we'll try to put it in.
So you say you just sort of pick up the scraps?
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what happened last game. I think Litz was trying to shovel that one on net and came right over to me. So I think it's working right now, trying to get Kane to the puck. And, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job with it too.
Can you be surprised to hear boos tonight when the Coyotes take the ice given the
history? Maybe, you know, I think there's certainly a possibility for that. You know, it's probably pretty fresh in everyone's minds, given everything that's happened the last year, you know, in this community, trying to get the team back and finally getting a team back. And, you know, I think every time the North Stars went back to Minnesota, the Dallas Stars went back to Minnesota, they gave it to them a little bit, especially the first couple times back. So I'd be surprised if there wasn't something going from the crowd.
Does that emotion at all creep into the dressing room for you guys?
Well,
I mean, you guys really have nothing against
it. Yeah, it's more or less just another game for us. But coming off a loss, you know, this game means a lot to us. Just, you know, for that reason right there, it's a huge game for us. We got to get on a roll here, and you know, we're trying to get in that top eight in our conference. So it doesn't really matter who it is, who we're playing, but you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of electricity in the building, and we'll be able to feed off that.
Trying to get into that top eight, how tough is it in putting some wins together to climb? You have to climb over quite a few teams.
Well, that's just it. You know, you got to put together a stretch, and you got to make a push. And once you make that push, then you have to kind of, even when you plateau a little bit, you still got to keep winning more than you're losing. So it's definitely tough, especially when you kind of dig yourself a little hole like we did early on. But, you know, you see it all over the league. You know, teams put together 5, 6, 7 games in a row where they, you know, maybe don't lose or lose in overtime and whatnot. So if we can put together a nice stretch like that, then, you know, we'll probably wake up one morning and be right on that bubble.
Or 10.